Hey, this is Mark in San Antonio, Texas. I love the Gospel Tangents podcast because it has some of the best and most diverse guests in the field of Mormon studies. They're people whose work I've read and enjoyed and that I would love to sit down and have a chat with. And the podcast lets me have that experience vicariously.
I'm Rick Bennett, and we're a proud member of the Dialogue Podcast Network, a collective of independent, interesting podcasts who promote thoughtful, respectful, and engaging inquiry and discussion of all aspects of the LDS tradition, thought, arts, and culture. Find out more at dialoguejournal.com/podcastnetwork. That's all one word, dialoguejournal.com/podcastnetwork. Most Christians believe in the Immaculate Conception, the idea that God the Father is literally the biological father of Jesus Christ. Do Strangites believe that way? They've got some very different and unusual beliefs about the birth of Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about that in our next episode with historian Bill Shepherd. You won't want to miss this conversation. Well, so I know in your book here, we can talk a little bit about the teachings of James Strang. Yeah. And so what are some things that are unique?
What's different? And again, you would go back to his emphasis on Hebrews 5, 4, and 7, 7, that you must have the lesser cannot ordain the greater.
Okay, so that's why we have no more apostles and prophets.
Yeah, no, we can only have another prophet until God selects somebody and ordains them.
Okay.
So that's kind of in the background. But James Strang had some remarkable teachings. Kind of starting at the first was his concept of deity, God, the eternal heavenly Father, called the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now the God with these three, with the Mormon concept of God. He is endless, he is eternal, he cannot change, he is all-powerful, he has no beginning, no end. So this is the great God of the universe, you know, the great God. And I just can't emphasize enough how to believe that in accordance with Book of Mormon and other people, that I think Jacob says that if God changed, he would cease to be God. So Mormons look at, Strangites look at that God is all-powerful, endless and eternal. When his teachings about Jesus Christ are certainly different than what the other Mormons would believe. James Strang said that the covenants were made with Abraham, with Judah, and especially King David, that the Messiah had to come through the lineage of those three people. He taught that Joseph and Mary were the natural father and mother of Jesus, that he was conceived as everyone else is.
Okay, I want to go there, but so let me back up to God the Father, because I remember reading in your book that Strangites believe that God has a body of flesh and bone.
That's right.
And so that would be very similar with the Utah Church in that regard.
Yeah, it'd be similar, particularly with the lectures on faith, the first and sixth lectures on faith.
See, now that's interesting that you say that, because I remember when I read lectures on faith, it seemed very Trinitarian to me.
I think it was, but it was saying that Christ, that God cannot change. He, you know, where the difference would be that the Brighamites with the eternal progression. I'm not shooting at Brighamites. I'm just saying that the idea that comes in that God can change. There can be evolution in God, And where the Strangites, of course, would be so strongly different is that God cannot change.
Okay. Yeah. So, but let's move on to Jesus, because what you said, I think it would is a very different belief with regards to Jesus, that Jesus was the son of Joseph and Mary, like the literal son, not Mary and God.
Yeah.
Is that so? I think that's really
yeah,
surprising.
The idea of the Immaculate Conception, you know, Isaiah 7:14, a virgin shall conceive and bear a child, and it shall be. You know, so yeah. So the idea that this idea is rejected, that prophecy is fulfilled. It was given to Ahaz, and it was fulfilled at that time, and it was plucked out by the evolving Christian church to make Christ more palatable to people that believed in virgin birth and so forth. So Strang is going to teach that Jesus, I think there's a lot we don't understand, or maybe I don't understand, but that Jesus is born as the natural way, that he is going to, whether it was through administering by angels or something, but he is going to realize that his as he is evolving, that he is special. The book of the law is going to say that he, during this period, that Jesus was holy, harmless, and without sin, and never stepped aside once from the path of rectitude to do a single evil deed. So that Jesus, and never to do anything to imperil his brethren and so forth like this. We believe that Jesus is caught up by the angel, taken into the wilderness, to 40 days, to 40 nights, and we believe that he is ordained by an angel we don't know when, but that when he comes out of the wilderness, he is armed, he is a first degree lawgiver prophet, or the prophet, that he is not God, that he is armed with the priesthood and through the power of the priesthood and his immaculate good works. Again, the phrase the Strangites like to use is holy, harmless, and without sin. And it never stepping aside from the path of rectitude did a single evil deed, so that Christ maintained this sinless in his mortal life. And because he was able to maintain this with total allegiance to God and total the relationship that he never seemingly took, he gave the credit to God and so forth. So anyway, at the Mount of Transfiguration, the Strangites believe that it talks when Peter, James, and John go to a high mountain to part. They believe that God appeared himself and ordained him to not...
Ordain Jesus.
Ordain Jesus to be the Son of God. You know, that he is elevated by the power of the priesthood. So Jesus, we say Jesus did not have his full power at that time. We Strangites would say that it is only after he is resurrected, the only person Christ would resurrect. And with the resurrection, Jesus is going to say to the various people that he is now perfected, because he has the keys of death and hell. So he came by this through his total faith that he would be resurrected. And that, so again, they believe that the person that appeared to Peter and the other people and the ladies and so forth, that this was indeed the Son of God. who, and not
so only. Let me make sure I'm understanding that. So you're saying that Jesus was born as a natural man, just like you and I were born, same process. And then on the Mount of Transfiguration, that's where God ordained him and essentially changed his nature to become like God. Is that correct?
Well, no, not like us. He was like us, certainly, but...
Well, he was different in the fact that he was sinless his whole life.
Right.
But this ordination to the Son of God is what happened on the Mount of Transfiguration,
yes.
And that's when he became... As God, as God the Father,
well,
or
he was always subordinate to God. He was never. Strangites believe that this is God of the universe. Christ possesses but a speck of what God would. They believe the person that resurrected Christ that appeared to Peter and the folks was. Perfected, and it is Christ because he was mortal, sinless, raised by the priesthood, by the power of the priesthood, and by ordination by God, he becomes, if you will, he's going to become our Savior in that. It is Christ that will resurrect the rest of us and judge us. This is power is given to him by God with the keys of death and hell. I hope that makes a little sense.
Yeah, no, that's good. Let's just kind of finish up a little bit on Jesus and God. And I know you, let's go ahead and read some.
Yeah,
things.
Something that James Strang wrote in the notes in the Book of the Law in a section called Eucharist. It really kind of summarized his beliefs, this particular one thing that is read a number of times at funerals. And I'm not going to read the references. There's this whole slew of references here.
In the Bible?
Yes. Well, in the Book of the Law.
Oh, the Book of the Law. Okay.
Okay. And Bible references in the Book of the Law. So there's a great deal of references to support what he is saying. And, certainly anyone could contact me or whatever. Our web
now,
the Strangite website.
Do you print out, like in printed form, the Book of the Law and the Vori plates, or is that just in electronic form?
Well, we have a website, certainly, that the whole Book of the Law can be downloaded from, and a whole bunch of other pamphlets.
Okay.
So that is probably the simplest thing.
Can you give us the website really quick?
I mix it up as, I better not because I can't.
Okay, I'll email you and we'll add it on later.
Yeah,
okay.
Because about God, this gives the feeling about his teachings about God. The wrong one. He says, God alone hath immortality. Adam, the first of men, the ancient of days, the great prince. Abraham, to whom God gave an everlasting possession. David, whose throne was established as the days of heaven forever, all died. Enoch, he walked with God and was not found, because God took him, and Elijah, who ascended to the throne of God in his own fiery chariot, shall return to the earth to sleep with their fathers. The change which is sealed upon all the sons of Adam shall come upon the faithful who stand on the earth when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who know not God and obey not the gospel. And he, the prince of the kings of the earth, who in the days shall come, shall speak with the voice of a trumpet, and the dead shall hear his voice and live. died once that he might live forever. He praised God, who alone hath immortality, that he would not leave him in the place of the dead. He preached the gospel to the spirits in prison and obtained the keys of life everlasting. But God alone liveth forever. The eternal ages are unto him as moments to us, and infinities to as units to the mathematician. Our God alone hath immortality. Thou shalt love him with all thy mind and with all thy strength. So that is probably my favorite reading out of the book of the law on the nature of God. Endless, eternal, omnipotent, omnipotent, omnipresent. And those three things are they're in the lectures on faith. And to, you know, if you look, I believe in the first lecture, it mentioned those, either the first or the fourth, maybe.
And I'll just add, Lectures on Faith is super cheap on Amazon. Oh. I picked one up recently, and it's very short and inexpensive. So.
Yeah. And let me read just something out of the book of the law. It's a little longer, but I'm not going to list the references, but it says, quoting Hebrews, for instance, he has become perfect through suffering, obtained the keys of death and hell, received power from God, with references behind these, ascended on high, and being perfect as his Father in heaven is perfect, has sat down not in the place of God, but at his right hand. The references. As the principal viceroy and highest minister unto him, being one with God, not in person, essence, or individuality, nor in any mysterious sense, but in the same manner in which the saints are all likewise required to be one with him and each other, with the references. That is, one in faith, one in purpose, one in interest, and one in possession and enjoyment. And he, as son, being heir of God, that is, and high priest, having an inheritance in the power of God's kingdoms, seeks to bring us all to a like perfection, that we may also be sons, that is, high priest after the power of an endless life, that we may also be heirs of God, joint heirs with him in this inheritance. And this idea continues, but again, the idea that Christ is certainly subordinate with God. But they, as the book of, as the lectures of Fanke emphasize, two entities. And obviously, what is new in Mormon field is that God is endless, eternal, cannot change, all powerful, and in Christ was a mortal man, born of mortal parents, that he obtained the priesthood, that he lived this perfect life, that he is ordained and elevated to become the Son of God, and after his resurrection, he receives the keys of death and hell and has his full power.
Cool. So we've left out one more person, the Holy Ghost. Did you have any distinctive things on that?
Well,
is that pretty similar?
Well, very standard. You know, that the working mind, as kind of going back to
the
Holy
Ghost is a personage of spirit.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Particularly like the lectures on faith.
Okay. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with historian Bill Shepherd. In our next conversation, we'll learn more about Strangite religious practices. For example, in the LDS Church, we often use water for the sacrament or communion. Do Strangites do that as well?
We basically use fresh fruit, squeezed orange juice,
oh, wow.
Grape juice.
As long as it's just some sort of a fruit juice.
Yes.
I guess wine's preferable, but just any sort of a fruit juice.
We never use wine.
Okay. If you'd like to hear the entire interview uncut, please subscribe to patreon.com/gospeltangents. And for just $5 a month, you can hear the entire interview without any interruption. If you'd like a paperback version of our transcripts, go to amazon.com and do a search for Gospel Tangents Interview. Also, if you'd like to give the money to me and not Amazon, please subscribe on my website, and I'll be able to send you a transcript as soon as they are completed, and click the subscribe button. You can also find our latest information on facebook.com/gospeltangents, as well as we're on Twitter @gospeltangents. And don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts. The link is at tinyurl.com/gospeltangents, and you can subscribe there. Also, please give us a 5-star review. If you want to support all of the podcasts as part of the Dialogue Podcast Network, go to lyceum.fm, that's lyceum.fm, and do a search for Dialogue Podcast Network or Gospel Tangents, because, you know, that's a pretty cool one too. Thanks again for listening. Click here to subscribe, here for a transcript, and over here we've got some of our great videos. Thanks again.